Thousands of previously confidential American documents on the war in Afghanistan have raised fresh questions about Australia's longest military conflict. A former defence official who advised both US and Australian commanders on the ground says the files appear to show the public was misled about battlefield success and lied to about campaign failures. Here's defence correspondent Andrew Green.
I can't remember us ever saying, should we be there?
After lengthy legal battles, the Washington Post has published more than 2,000 records from the US Office of the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. Investigative journalist Craig Whitlock says the transcripts and recordings of previously secret interviews have exposed a constant parade of failures in Afghanistan that occurred while three successive presidential administrations insisted the war was moving in the right direction.
There's a clear pattern that what was said in private in these interviews contrasted so greatly with what U.S. officials, presidents, members of Congress, military commanders, what they had been saying in public over 18 years.
The recordings include this frank assessment made by former U.S. diplomat James Dobbins in a 2016 debriefing.
We don't invade poor countries to make them rich. We don't invade authoritarian countries to make them democratic. We invade violent countries to make them peaceful. And we clearly failed in Afghanistan.
Another recording uncovered by the Washington Post is this candid 2015 interview with the retired three-star General Michael Flynn, who later went on to serve as Donald Trump's national security advisor.
And this includes the State Department, ambassadors, you know, down at the local level. Everybody did a great job. We're all doing a great job. Really? So if we're doing such a great job, why does it feel like we're losing?
Tyson Sara is a former senior Defence Department official who served as the policy advisor to the Australian commander in Kabul during the war and as a senior advisor to the commander of NATO forces in southern Afghanistan.
It was disappointing to not be surprised, but I think it's a real window into the sort of money and the sort of consequence of not having a clear strategy.
Did you get the impression that Australian governments were misled about the progress in Afghanistan?
I don't think Australian governments, until considerable efforts were made under the Rudd government to get access to some of that strategic planning, were always as aware as they should have been or influential on the strategy as they should have been in those early years. And as a non-NATO contributor, we weren't in the right rooms at the right time.
Tyson Sara, a former senior Defence Department official, speaking to Andrew Green.